Hi, this is Beans, Beats and Bankruptcy, and I'm Stipe Valletta. Today we're going to be talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. So today we're back drinking beans from Normcore. It's really good. Ethiopian single origin washed bean, really nice. It's like green grape but also caramelly. It's like a traditional coffee flavor. I've actually made it as a flat white on the machine at home. It's pretty nice as a flat white. I'm not actually sure whether it's intended to be drunk with milk or not. The milk really seems to complement it. Today we're just having a traditional full cream, none of the skim I normally have. It's absolutely divine. In the beat segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So today we're reflecting on the US election, and we're listening to Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks, just that absolute banger from the 90s. The beats, they're very Trump-esque. The vocals sound like Leonard Skinner got stuck in a wind tunnel. Workability is actually pretty low, but today I give it a 10 out of 10. It's on point, it's fun, and it's a little bit silly. So today we're going to be chatting about a very interesting area of law, and that is the use of bankruptcy notices. And what I specifically mean is the proper versus improper use of bankruptcy notices, because as we all should know, bankruptcy notices are a legislative tool used to establish insolvency, or in the wording of the Bankruptcy Act, an act of bankruptcy to allow then a creditor to then take certain action, including proceeding to a sequestration order to make a particular debtor bankrupt. However, there are certain circumstances in which the use of a bankruptcy notice is improper and may even be considered an abusive process. So there's a really interesting and recent case called Marie Conte and Nobberani, and I do apologize for the pronunciation of those. It's 2020 FCA 1485. And that was a case where the Federal Court of Australia actually revisited the court's inherent power to set aside bankruptcy notices due to an abusive process. And in this particular case, the court actually cautioned against the use of bankruptcy notices as a debt collection tool. And this is something a lot of corporate insolvency practitioners are aware of in the context of statutory demands. However, it doesn't really get as much traction in the context of personal insolvency or bankruptcy. So the particular proceedings in this case actually arose from a six-year dispute regarding the administration of a deceased estate. And the applicant in this particular case actually had a judgment arising out of claim for restitution, which was the subject of a writ for the possession and sale of certain assets. And however, as a result of various things that happened, they didn't proceed with finalizing the recovery arising out of the writ, and ended up issuing a bankruptcy notice to effectively put pressure on the debtor to make payment. And though the applicant who made the application has set aside the bankruptcy notice, so the debtor effectively had failed to pay and had failed to challenge a restitutionary judgment, and had otherwise failed to deal with issues arising out of the execution of the writ, the court actually determined that it was improper to use bankruptcy notices and bankruptcy proceedings generally as an enforcement action when there were other avenues available. And in this particular case, the court was quite critical of the respondent's failure to make any attempts to enforce the judgment in a meaningful way. And they eventually found that their lack of engagement with other very obvious enforcement options available to them, as they said in the case, was actually an abusive process, and effectively meant that the bankruptcy notice should be set aside. And this case, though I'm oversimplifying, it serves a very important reminder that parties must strongly consider their purpose in issuing bankruptcy notices and ensure that other avenues are not missed, and that they're doing everything properly. And once they do that, then they can proceed to getting the benefit of those bankruptcy notices rather than wasting time, potentially resulting in court actions such as the one in Mariconte and Nobirani, and just generally dealing with debtors in a more empathetic and caring way, which is very much in the spirit, at least in my view, of the Bankruptcy Act.